We finish off the first bracha of the Amida Baruch Ata Hashem Magin Avram. So, to drill down into that, the Mabit in Beis Hanakim says that the first bracha of the Amida, the bracha of the Avos, contains within it all the praises of Hashem. And this is the main bracha to show and display and express the unity of Hashem's existence, His sovereignty over us and over our forefathers. And that's why it's called Avos. This bracha is the Yisoid of Elokusu Aleinu. This is the idea of accepting Hashem's authority over us. And in a way, this parallels, explains the Beis Hanakim, the bracha of Moedim. Moedim, we also bow, beginning and end. Moedim is Hodaah. It's not just thanks, it's an awareness. An awareness of the unity of Hashem, His involvement in our lives, our responsibilities to Him. And therefore, at the beginning of this bracha, of Baruch Atah Hashem, we bow down, and then at Magen Avram, we bow down. And at Moedim, we bow down. At the end of Moedim, Hatov Shimcha Lachana El Haidus, we also bow down too. So they really parallel each other. Says the Mabit, that the idea of bowing here, at beginning and end of this bracha and of Moedim, is it's a show of humility, show that we feel unworthy to bind ourselves up with Hashem. And more than that, that Hashem is worthy of so many more praises than we could possibly ever express. And we shouldn't ever think that Hashem needs our praise. Rather, this whole thing of bowing down and praising Hashem, it's for our benefit, to give us perspective, for us to understand a little bit of whom we're talking to. We're not taking the place of the Malachim and Shamayim, the angels in heaven who are praising Hashem constantly. Rather, says the Mabit, the Tovus Adam Malasa, Hushnitzdavan Ispala Lavisparach, that it's for our benefit. He can command us to daven to Him. And therefore these brachas of the first bracha of the Amida, the last bracha of the Amida, that require us to bow down, give ourselves some perspective, to create a sense of alignment, an awareness of self, and our responsibilities to the infinite Creator. And we're not giving Hashem an ego boost. He doesn't need it. You can't give an infinite being anything. Hashem doesn't need it. He doesn't need our praise and He doesn't need our thanks. But we need to praise and we need to thank, because it gives us a renewed perspective of who we're speaking to and also His involvement in our lives. And when we praise and when we thank, we do so with a sense of real humility. And that's why we bow down. We take our head, which is the seat of our intellect, perhaps the most important part of the body, that which makes us distinctly human. And we bring that down, rendering ourselves subservient to Hashem, both in praise and in thanks. And that is essentially how our Amida begins and ends. Yes, there's a bracha of Sim Shalom afterwards, but that's the Kli Machzik bracha. May it please God, one day we'll get there. That's to contain all the brachas of the Amida. We bow at the beginning and end of what really is the first and last bracha of the Amida, for our benefit and for our perspective.